My name is Bonner Black, and you're listening to the Nashville Rocks Podcast.
Nashville. You're listening to the Nashville Rocks Podcast, your source for independent music in Nashville and the Mid-South. Nashville. Now, your host, Jason Coleman.
Hello, Nashville Rockers. Welcome to episode 4 of the Nashville Rocks Podcast. My name is Jason Coleman, and I'm your host. This episode is brought to you in part by ExtremeMeasuresHosting.com. Did you know that the number one marketing tool for your band is a website? No, not Facebook, and certainly not MySpace, but a real website owned and managed by you. Do you also know that you can do this for as little as about $53 for an entire year? That's right. For a minimal investment of around $53, you can have your own website and be blogging all about your music endeavors. So what are you waiting for? Go to ExtremeMeasuresHosting.com and get started on your new website today. All right. Now let's talk about some music and hear some cool tunes. The Nashville Rocks Podcast is intended as a promotion outlet for independent musicians, bands, songwriters, and artists of all kinds. I'll be interviewing artists and music business types, so that you can see into what makes the music business so stinking interesting. These same artists and music business types can also lend you a great amount of information that will help you with your career. It's also intended as an entertainment show. We'll have great artists with great music, so tune in close and enjoy the show. If you ever miss anything, you can always catch up or get more information at NashvilleRocks.com. Now make sure to stay listening because we'll probably have some prizes to give away at the end of the episode, and you want to stay tuned for that. My guest in this episode of the Nashville Rocks Podcast is the young and talented Miss Bonner Black. Bonner is a homegrown Southern girl from Hot Rock, Tennessee, who interestingly enough got her start in ballet. She danced with the Gillespie Ballet, Ballet Magnificat, the Alabama Ballet, Huntsville Ballet Company, and the Academy of Classic Arts. Still, she had songs in her heart and was secretly writing songs in her notebooks. Her father encouraged her to pick up the guitar, and that songwriting drive went into overdrive. She started taking vocal lessons and working with the NSAI. Then she got connected with songwriters like Danny Wells, Byron Hill, and Will Rambeau, who produced her first solo EP, Struck by Lightning. She played in congressmen and senate offices while working with the NSAI to help reduce music piracy. Then upon moving to Nashville, she played a packed house at 12th and Porter and has been on a tour through Texas and has been on the Good Day Dallas TV show. She's a member of the NSAI's GAP group and ASCAP's GPS program. She's now writing all the time. Please welcome to the show the lovely and talented Bonner Black.
Hello.
Glad you could make it.
Thank you for having me.
You come highly recommended. So I want to jump right in. Mm-hmm. How does one make a transition from ballet to songwriting?
Well, you just take the tutu off and throw on a guitar. No, it was a slow process. It wasn't very widely accepted in my family, my friends at first, but I think people saw that I really loved to do it. And I started going to Nashville a lot and ended up resigning from my position in the ballet company and just got at it. It was just
it one just, of those switches. It just happened. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mentioned it in the bio about how you kind of just had songs in your heart. Mm-hmm. Did it start off, you were just writing lyrics in notebooks with like curly cues? Because I imagine you were really young when you were doing that.
I was. It was one of those things that had kind of been with me all my life, and I never thought too much into it. I used to sing to the radio all the time, and I knew that I could sing. I would just sing little songs for my friends and stuff, but it was just for fun. I never really thought of it as something I really wanted to do because ballet was so my thing at the time. I started writing songs and just like little poems and stuff. And once I started playing guitar, then they really became songs where they had verses and a chorus right. and a bridge.
So did your dad say, here's the guitar, start getting your fingers dirty or what?
He played guitar, started playing guitar back in college. So, he would play guitar my whole life. And I remember using his guitar stand when I was little as a microphone.
And as you're lip-syncing to the mic stand.
So I just kind of had it in me, and I guess I just I started picking up guitar when I saw him play.
Nice.
Then
nice.
He really encouraged me to go for it.
That's awesome that he did that. Mm-hmm. And look where you are now.
Here I am.
Are there any parts of being a dancer that have prepared you for the music business?
A lot of timing and just love of music. I mean, dance is all about
tempo.
Feeling the music and tempo and, and discipline, but dance is very, very disciplined. So I've really learned to, music
although
is
you
fun.
Go from a count of eight to a count of four.
Yes.
For the most part.
A little bit. Yeah. There's, not too much math. So we're good. Ballet is very disciplined. So being in the music industry, music is very, feel it out, blah, blah, blah. But being in
but
the world of dance.
But you have to be disciplined to stay an independent artist and make money.
Yeah, it's really encouraged me to, work hard and stay focused. And there is a business side to this. So.
Right, absolutely. Now, you come highly recommended by Jason Tucker, who put me in touch with you, actually.
Aww.
How did that relationship come about?
We met when I was 14 or 15 years old. I was going to play a showcase, and one of my friends recommended him to play keys for me. He had been on tour with Justin Bieber. So
I did not know that.
What?
I did not know that. I have fuel now.
He's
Jason, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh. Well, he did. He played keys for me for a little bit, and then I guess he found me on Facebook about a year ago and was like, hey, I want to write with some more girl artists and write some more girl songs. So we just started writing. And
that's great. Yeah, that's great. It's kind of funny that he said that to you, because I am not a writer. Don't get me wrong. But when I do write, I feel like I write more girly songs than anything else.
Maybe we all should write, then.
Maybe
you and Jason should write. And y'all get a good song for Shania Twain or something.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll introduce Bonner Black's music. This is Life is a Party. All right, well, we're back with Bonner Black, and you're listening to the Nashville Rocks podcast. Make sure to check out more about Bonner on NashvilleRocks.com after you listen to the episode. That was Life is a Party, mm-hmm. and you got to laying down some lyrics there, didn't you?
A little bit.
I like the rap.
Thank you.
So do you think that, I mean, I'm hearing that in major artist country music now, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, the rap was really controversial for me. I didn't know if I wanted to do it. We had completely recorded the song. All the vocals were done. Everything was finished. We were about to master it. And I was listening to it in my car, just kind of trying to fill out some tweaks. And At the end, I just could feel something that needed to be there. I was like, I know something needs to be there. And so that night, I kind of stayed up on my phone, and I just wrote this rap. And the next day, I texted Evan Sealing, who produced it, and I was like, hey, I need to come by and tweak some vocals. And I got in the booth, and I was like, okay, just play the song, and don't judge me for this. So I did it, and he was like, I love it. Let's do it.
Nice, nice. So it wasn't like a preconceived thing. It just like this song just needs something.
Yeah,
that's great. That's how things like that, you know, become a part of your sound, and next thing you know, you'll have a big fan base just because you broke out and rapped in a country song.
Oh yeah. I hope some of my friends were like, oh, you're selling out, dude, but I thought it was fun. I think it's cool. I like the whole
no such thing as selling out. I think people who say that, I just want to slap them usually. Selling out, goodness gracious. So what was, you know, in your bio talks about when you went on tour in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What was that tour like? Is it that much different from Nashville, Texas? Are they real similar when it comes to like the country music?
Well, I think gigging outside of Nashville is very different from gigging inside of Nashville, no matter where you go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
My biggest thing was I was kind of just ready to make some money, because you can't really make money here in Nashville, and make some real fans instead of like playing venues where just other songwriters are sitting there judging you. I was ready to like kind of get out there.
Well, that was in the key of F, and I don't like that progression.
Exactly, though. So, you know, going through Texas, we played some wineries and some bars, and it was really, I just got to like make some genuine fans and get to make some money on the road and have some memories. We recently just played a bunch of gigs down through South Alabama, which, you know, I'm from Alabama, so that was fun. And just I like gigging outside of Nashville in general.
Right. That's cool. Well, how about crazy road stories? Do you have anything like that?
Well, the Texas tour was a little while ago, and I was homeschooled, and I had just kind of finished up. So I didn't get like a real graduation because I was homeschooled, but we were at a hotel, a motel. It was actually really kind of shady, but I was like in one of those
highway, you know, horror movie hotel kind of deal.
Pretty much. Yeah. So my graduation ended up being me in a bathrobe in a motel, getting handed a piece of paper that said, well, you're a musician now. So
right. Yeah. But, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So there's my graduation.
There you go. So you got started really young, though. Mm-hmm. So has your age been a hindrance in the music business and your progression as an artist, or has it been more of a benefit?
I think it's been both, really. When I was younger, especially being a young female artist, it's so hard to really get credibility. People are like, oh, she's just a fun little musician, you can kind of play guitar. And I feel like I've really worked hard to like be a credible singer songwriter. As far as my guitar playing, I've worked really hard to be a really good guitar player. So being young, kind of it was hard to get that credibility. But at the same time, it's given me a lot of time to really put the work in and to grow and not be so pressured of like, oh, I'm running out of time. You know, right. I've gotten to like really work at it, and I still have a lot of time left.
So. Nice. All right, well, that's a good spot for a break. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Bonner Black.
Are you an artist without a music video? Then step up to the plate and send an email to info@NashvilleRocks.com for more information. You can have a music video, and it's more affordable than you might think. Every artist deserves and needs a music video for promotion, electronic press kits, and branding. Don't be caught without one. Email info@NashvilleRocks.com with the subject line, video.
All right, we're back with Bonner Black. You can find out more about her on Nashville Rocks on the Nashville Rocks website. So after you hear the show, make sure to follow up and find out more about her there. So you're connected pretty heavily with the NSAI mm-hmm. in Nashville. Can you tell everyone a little bit more about that your specific relationship and then about NSAI in general? Because yeah. I've mentioned it in previous episodes, okay. but I've never gotten into what is the NSAI. I'm sure you know.
So the NSAI stands for Nashville Songwriters Association International. And basically, their main thing is they do legislative work for songwriters. And I guess I met everybody over at NSAI when I was just starting. They were like the first people that I met up in town when I was like 14. They also have a lot of membership benefits where they, you know, have writer rooms and they do a lot of like song critiques and some really great things for songwriters that are just kind of like trying to get their feet on the ground. I met the director, Bart Herbison, and played him some songs, and he just had been one of my champions for a while. So I took my first trip to DC with him when I was 15, and basically, they do a couple things. Right now, they're working on changing some outdated legislation as far as like taxes and things go, song catalogs. Mm-hmm. And also a big thing that they do is try to get the whole thing worked out with music piracy.
Gotcha.
So it was really fun to go up there and just play for congressmen and senators and the staff. I'm a huge like kind of history geek, so just to be in those offices and get to go on private tours to the Capitol and through right. different offices was really, really fun.
DC can be intimidating too. When you go up there, you're like, wow, I'm in this yeah. big historical place and it's just me.
I loved it. Every time I left, I was like, I want to run for Congress.
There you go. Yeah, it probably needs you in Congress before half of the people that are up there for sure.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
It would be more entertaining anyway on C-SPAN.
But well, at least I could like do my own national anthem, you know?
There you go. So. They always hack that anyway.
Yeah.
Depends on where you are, I guess. Folks, if you've never been to a hockey game at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee, and heard the people who sing the national anthem to open the games, you are missing something. Because I go to games outside of Nashville and random sports and people always slaughter the song.
I'm
but here,
scared.
It's always like a pretty good artist that sings them here.
Yeah. I get scared. Cause like, man, like I know every word to that song, but some of like people know it and you just forget it. Cause you're under pressure.
Yeah.
So much pressure.
I know. It's crazy. All right. Tell us about the struggle of being an independent artist.
The struggle is real. I tell you, the struggle is real. I think with music piracy, it's kind of cut the business in half a little bit. So right. there's not as many slots for new artists. There's not as much money in the industry for new artists. So that's definitely taking a toll.
They can't afford to promote them if the yeah. record's going to be stolen over and over mm-hmm. and over again.
Yeah, but at the same time with like YouTube and all the new ways to distribute your music, that's also kind of helped. Right. So it depends on how you look at it. The struggle is kind of having to do everything on your own. When you're independent, you have to, you know, I'm a creative mind. I'm not great at the business side at all, but I'm kind of in charge of my own career. So I have to like focus myself and be like, okay, well, we have to make a business plan. We have to do this. We have to figure out the social media side. I'm not a publicist, but I'm in charge of my right, own
absolutely.
Media. So I guess that's like my difficulty.
The business of it.
Yeah.
You know, when what you want to be doing is writing songs mm-hmm. and performing,
right.
you've got to also concentrate on the business side.
Yeah. And I think that's unwillingly. Where it's hard. I think that's where it's hard for independent yeah. artists because we are so not wired that way at all.
I totally Mm-mm. agree with that. Completely. That is definitely tough. Well, let's talk about your songwriting.
Yeah,
how do you go about the structure? How do you begin to write a song? Do you have a specific process that you do that's different from anybody else or?
The inspiration is very different for everything. I think like, the song Life is a Party was kind of just something I said to a friend back home. My friend was like, how's life in Nashville? And I just said, oh, you know, life is a party. And I wrote it down on my phone. I was like, I have to write that. I have to write Life is a Party. Whereas, We Changed and Walk In.
Life is a networking event.
Yes, it is though. But some of my songs are just like emotion. Some of them are melody driven where I'm just playing guitar randomly and I'll be like, oh, I have this melody in my head. I need to find lyrics to it. So it's all very different, but it's all just inspiration.
It's about the inspiration.
Yeah.
That's more unique mm-hmm. than what I was expecting really, because you know, a lot of people talk about, the mechanical process.
Yeah.
But I think the inspiration is such a huge part of it. You've got to have that before you can even get started.
Right. You know, I think sometimes people sit down and like they enjoy writing songs. So they sit down to like to write a song. And, you know, we do that when we co-write and stuff and we write for projects and certain things. But I always try to remember that I started writing because it was something that I had to do to like express myself and to let things out, let emotions out. So, you know, even though sometimes I'm writing for albums, sometimes I'm writing for certain things, I always try to like make sure I tap into that inspiration side. So it's not just like, oh no, I'm a musician, I have to write a song.
Right. Right. Well, let's talk inspiration. Let's check on another track from Bonner Black. This is We Changed.
Left our memories at the truck stop while I was filling up the tank. They're way too heavy on my heart to keep around. All they tell me is a story of two people I once knew. They were happy, but they ain't happy now. And I had dreams of getting out of this small town we called home. Always thought that I'd be bringing you along. 17, graduation, had it all planned out. You put your flag in the ground and wouldn't go. We like finding two flowers in a garden. One smells just as sweet. You can't blame me, you can't blame yourself. It don't matter anymore. Our hearts get broken whether they are dropped or thrown. If you can't find some peace of mind, let it heal you where you need. I guess I'll find my better place.
With more Bonner Black on the Nashville Rocks podcast.
Hey.
And we were talking songwriting and, you know, it's a difficult process regardless of where you get your inspiration from or who you're writing with and that kind of thing. But how about, some songs, they just fall out of you. They're just there. And you've got, like you said, you've got to get them on paper. And some songs, it's like you've got to pull another tooth just to get it finished. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about like the difference between those songs, why one is more difficult and one is so easy?
I think sometimes the ones where you have to work on them a little harder, sometimes they come from great inspiration. Like you'll have a great line and it just came to you and it's, you know that you have to write it, but you don't want to cheapen it. Like everything has to be perfect. Everything has to live up to that one line. So that's a little harder. I had this one song that I was writing, the verse melody. I loved the verse melody, but I could not figure out how to write a chorus, and I still haven't. Like, it's still in my song ideas book, and I've had it for about 2 years.
Nice.
And someday it'll come, but it's just taking a little bit longer. But there are
the songs. And then some of them that...
Yeah, they just kind of just fall into your hands. I don't know what it is.
Those are the ones that, you know, we were talking in the last episode with Megan Shanley about, you know, the people who write number one top country chart hit song on a bar napkin in like 10 minutes. She's like, I hate those people. You know,
like, it's both. I mean, just because the creative side is so unruly and it's wild and you have to chase it a little bit. But that's why we're drawn to it, because it's not consistent. It's exciting.
It's a challenge.
It's different every day. At least that's why I love it, because it's different. It's a challenge. You know, I'm always chasing it, and it's creativeness.
Yeah. What about if you were to come alongside another independent artist, someone who's much newer than you are at songwriting or performing or trying to put it all together? Yeah. If you were to, you know, put your wing around a new artist, what kind of tips would you give them now?
Don't do it. Get out as fast as you can. No, first you have to realize, you know, this is a hard industry. Not everybody makes it, and it's something that you do because you love it and because you have to do it. You don't get into this because you want to make money. You don't get into this because you want to have fame. You get into it because it makes you happy. And so that would be the first thing, is like, do you make sure you really, really love this and you're willing to sacrifice for it, because you just have to do it because it makes you happy and there's nothing else that you can do to make you happy.
Right.
And then second of all, it would be to get to know people in Nashville. It's all about networking. It's all about who you know. And it's not who you know as being selfish, but it's making relationships with people. And, you know, they have something that you need, and you have something that they need, and you learn to work together. And that's why Nashville's so awesome, because it's a big community of people helping each other out. So just learn to help people and love it, and you'll be great. Get out there. Nice. Do it. Smile.
Yeah, that's right. Sing. Smile. What about what's working for you right now? What kind of techniques are working for you? Because I know the business side is the difficult side for you. But what is working for you now in like promotion and finding gigs? What kind of techniques are working for you?
I do a lot of like Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, and that definitely helps. But the one thing that's always been consistent is going out and playing gigs. I think a lot of young people are just sticking to YouTube, and they say, oh, hey, I can be kind of famous on YouTube and Twitter and everything. But that's not real artistry. You know, that's a great tool to use to make fans and stuff, but you got to get out there and you got to play gigs. Like, if you really want to be an artist and you want to be on big stages, well, you got to start on small stages. And you make fans that way too. My most loyal fans I've met at gigs in person playing for them.
And they end up following you on your social as well.
Yeah. I think you have to definitely do both. While I think social media is a great tool, you can't let it be your only tool.
Nice.
You know?
Good advice from Bonner Black, folks. Well, let's check out another track. This is Bonner Black with Walkin'.
Every word come out your mouth, I've had enough of this. It keeps me spinning round and round.
back, not coming back. Listen, baby, don't get crazy. I spoke a little too loud. When you come in, the worst comes out. Like, shut up, boy, you better stop walking now. I broke a little bit down, broke your spotlight and your crown. Shut up, boy, you better start walking now. You better start walking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Walk, walk, walk away, boy. Walk, walk, walk away, boy. Walk, walk, walk away, boy. Walk away.
All right, that was Walkin' by Bonner Black, and you are listening to the Nashville Rocks podcast. Tell us a little bit about Walkin'. What was that song specifically about? Because I know what I hear is probably not what the song is about.
Well, I wrote it with my friend Alex Sad, and this was a very melody-driven song. She had that verse melody, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it was just super catchy. I was just listening to the melody and I knew it had to be a little bit like vengeful and just like an exit. Like I knew it just sounded like I'm done with something. And of course I'm a teenage girl and there's dating going on. So there's this guy that I didn't really.
Plenty of songwriting fodder.
Yeah,
out there.
I didn't really like this one particular person at the time. And so that was a little bit of inspiration. But it was very melody driven. And I really love the way it turned out. It's a kind of a good feeling song. Like it's mean in a way, but when you finish listening to it, you're like, oh, okay, it's off my back.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Right. I cleared my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where will Bonner Black be in 5 years?
Hopefully. My goal is just to make a living making music. And I kind of get that phrase from Jessie Alexander. She was giving us a talk over at ASCAP, and that's what she said. And I thought, oh my gosh, like that's the perfect wording. So whether I'll be on like big stages or still doing this, I don't know. But I hope that I'm making a living doing what I love. And I hope that I'm a credible musician and I'm better at my craft. And I just want to be making good music and be comfortable doing that.
Nice. Name one artist or writer that you'd love to write with or perform with if given half the chance.
I really want to write with Ann Wilson from Heart.
Nice.
I think she has the most amazing voice on the entire planet. And I just, their imaging, just everything about them.
Did you see the video where Heart performed a Led Zeppelin tune in the Kennedy Center?
No, but I think as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go watch it.
Oh my gosh. I'm a metal guy, so it resounds with me. And I like Heart too. I totally agree with you. She's awesome. But that rendition of that Led Zeppelin tune, I'm pretty sure it's a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. You've got to find it. Is so awesome. It's an instant classic. Like you could see the guys from Led Zeppelin in the audience just like almost tearing up because it was so good. I mean,
she's amazing. I just want to be Ann Wilson. Basically, I'm trying. Wow. So
they're awesome. They're awesome. I have older sisters, and that was a lot of the music I heard when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Was just heart, just constantly.
It was good.
Yeah.
Like just this girl rock band. I love it.
Yes. Yes. So awesome. You've got some dates coming up. You're going to be performing live, but not in Nashville.
Yes. Well, there's one, the 29th of this month, August 29th, at Listening Room at 6:30 p.m. That's here in Nashville. And then my best friend, Katie Mae Smith, and I will be on stage as our band, Little Honey, in Panama City Beach, Florida.
So you're by yourself at the Listening Room in Little Honey in,
In Florida. And we'll be sharing the stage with Band Perry that day for the, I think it's the Seafood Festival down there.
So, nice.
Yeah, that'll be fun. It's October 18th, so check it out.
Is it a specific stage down there?
It's at the Aaron Bessent Amphitheater.
Okay, rock on. You got anything else you think we're missing? Nothing? All right, well, you can find links to Bonner Black on the podcast show notes that I'll make sure are there. But why don't you tell the folks where they can find you online anyway, find out where they can see you live or download your music.
Yeah, I have a website. It's bonnerblack.com. I have a Twitter. I have a Facebook. I have an Instagram. Just type in my name and you'll find me.
Nice. One of the lucky ones that doesn't have to add songwriter on the end of their name or whatever.
No.
Nice. Well, Bonner, thank you so much for being a part of the Nashville Rocks podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's been awesome having you here. I wish you the best of luck with your music. This new stuff that's coming out is really good. I like it. I've had fun talking with you. Listeners to the podcast, look forward to hearing more about your songs and whatnot. So if you will, please share new stuff with us. Send it to me. Yeah. I'll make sure they get to hear it as well. So
yeah, I'll do that.
As we said, we're going to be giving away some prizes. So here's what you do. Go to NashvilleRocks.com and sign up for the newsletter. Every newsletter subscription that comes in will be an entry into the contest. Don't go sign up a bunch, watching out for that. But if you don't care about the newsletter, which I think you should because it's going to have cool artist news in it, then just send an email to info@NashvilleRocks.com with the subject line Bonner Black, and you're going to get a pretty awesome t-shirt. I've seen it, so... All right, now, that's the show, folks. So thank you so much for listening to the Nashville Rocks podcast. Make sure to hit the website at NashvilleRocks.com to find out more about Bonner Black and other talented Nashville Rocks artists. Join us next time when we have another exciting guest. Goodbye and God bless.